We stand here together as a family. We join hands together, lifting praises to the Father above for sending His Son. We've chosen together as a family to serve Him forever, knowing nothing else will matter in time. We've made up our minds. Through the heat of the day, we will join in the fight till He takes us away, till our faith becomes sight. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
Choose you this day.
Tell me, whom will you serve? Let nothing stand in your way. Give the praise He deserves.
As for me
and my house, we will serve the Lord.
We will serve
Him.
We will serve
Him.
We will serve
Him. For He is worthy.
Choose you this day.
Let nothing stand in your way. Give the praise He deserves.
As for me
and my house, we will serve the Lord.
This is Pastor David Warner welcoming you to the Nuggets of Truth broadcast. Going to be looking today at the book of Philippians. Here the Apostle Paul said, being confident of this very thing, that He which hath begun a good work in you will perform it unto the day of Jesus Christ. Now, the Apostle Paul is talking to believers, and he's saying that when the Lord saved you, what He started in you, He will continue. And that's why you can go back to John 15, 16, where Jesus said, you didn't choose me, I chose you, that you might produce fruit, and that your fruit should remain. Or that other verse, 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. The old way of life passes away. You know how the person lives before he's saved? A life of sin, a life of being disobedient to God and God's word. Well, after you get saved, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. The old way of life passes away. Behold, all things have become new. And so here, notice what he says to believers, that He, that's Jesus, which hath begun a good work in you, will perform it unto the day of Jesus Christ. And so, understand, God, there in this work of salvation, you just didn't one day become a Christian. You just didn't one day decide, oh, I'm going to be a Christian. I'm going to go to church. No, it's not like that. You can go to church and miss heaven. Remember the Jews? Oh, boy, they were religious. They followed the rituals and the traditions in their religion, but yet Jesus, you know what He said to them? You're a child of the devil. You're not a child of God. Why did He say that? Because children of the devil follow the devil. They do the things that are against God. All right? That's why 1 John chapter 3 says, if you're practicing sin, don't call yourself a child of God. You're a child of the devil. And so here, notice He says, this work of God. Let me just explain what happens. And you know this to be true. Remember when you heard the gospel? Remember when you heard that, you know, and you came to realize, hey, you know what? I'm a sinner. I can't get to heaven by my good works. I'm a sinner. Well, Jesus came to save sinners. Thou shalt call His name Jesus, for He shall save His people from their sin. And so understand what Jesus says in John 6:44. No man can come to me except the Father which has sent me draw him. And so understand, God has to draw the sinner. All right? You say, well, how does that work? Well, you hear the word of God being preached. As I'm preaching right now, as I'm teaching on the radio, the Nuggets of Truth, you hear it. And God can begin to draw. And then the Bible says the Spirit of God is the one who will convict and convince the sinner of his need for the Savior. Remember, Jesus said, I'm going to send you a comforter. I'm going to send you the Holy Ghost. And when He has come, He will reprove the world of sin. of sin because they believe not on me. You know, what sends a person to hell? How's a person end up not going to heaven? Well, people have all kinds of ideas, but here it is, because they believe not on me. Jesus says, that's why you're going to end up in hell. That's why you won't be in heaven. All right, Jesus came to save sinners. We already looked at that. And so when I read God's word and when I hear God's word being preached, when I see myself as a sinner, I realize, hey, he came to save me. I'm a sinner. And when you're willing to put your faith and trust in him, he'll forgive you and he'll save you. What did the thief on the cross do? He cried out, Lord, I know I'm a sinner. Lord, I'm getting exactly what I deserve. And then he said, Lord, would you remember me? Now, the work of salvation is just the beginning. You may think, well, you call yourself a Christian. Well, remember when Paul said in 2 Corinthians 13:5, you need to examine yourself to see whether or not you're of the faith. Well, here it is. The work of salvation. He said that, I want you to know, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it unto the day of Jesus Christ. There it is. Now, understand, the work of faith, okay? God does a work. And he says, it'll remain till you go to be with the Lord. And so I just want to look at a couple Bible verses. When you're saved, understand, God tells Paul, I want you to go preach the gospel. The gospel is good news that Jesus came to save sinners. And so he tells Paul, he says, I want you to preach the gospel. And so he says, when you preach the gospel, now listen, Acts 26:18, he says, it'll open their eyes. It'll turn them from darkness to light, from the power of Satan to the power of God. So the work of salvation is just the beginning. You see, when you trust Jesus, he saved you to change you from the power of darkness to light, from the power of Satan unto God. He saved you to be a witness for him after you get saved. What did Jesus say? You shall receive power, and after that, the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me. All right? That's why when a person gets saved, this work that begun at faith will continue. You see, this work, this is, salvation's just the beginning. Now you're going to tell others. You see, after I got saved, I told my friends. When I got married, I shared it with my children. I've got 11 children. They're saved. I've got 35 grandchildren, and I'm doing the same thing with them, telling them about Jesus. Well, that's what, you know. So he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it unto the day of Jesus Christ. That's a normal, if you're saved. That's normal. That's the way it's supposed to be. And then he saved you to bring glory to God. Remember that verse in Matthew 5:16? Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. You see, after you get saved, it's then that you will maintain good works. Why? Because you're walking in the light. You're not walking in darkness. You're following Jesus. You take God's word and you apply his principles. You live it. And then you can teach it. And so that's what this is all about. And so here in the beginning part of this, I want you to see, he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it unto the day of Jesus Christ. It is not normal for a person to get saved, to become a Christian, and then go out and practice sin. That's not normal. Now, you're not going to live a perfect life, but you're not going to continue in your old sins. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. The old way of life passes away. That life of living for yourself, that life of pleasing your flesh, that life of being disobedient to God's word, that should not be reality in your life if you're saved. And so today, we have that song that we play on the Nuggets of Truth. It's concerning the family. You see, you know, we need to take our place in this world. Mom, Dad, there needs to be spiritual leadership. Someone's got to teach it. Someone's got to pass it on. But you can't pass on something that you don't have. And so here, in this account, I'm going to ask you a question now. Is this work of salvation evident in your life? You see, walking in the light means that you will not have fellowship with darkness, but rather you'll reprove it. What's that mean? Just means when there's sin, you're going to speak up and say, wait a second, It may be to your son or daughter. It may be to your grandson or granddaughter. That's sin. Christians don't do that. What's wrong with you? Understand that when we reprove the darkness, what happens? The light is manifest. The light becomes brighter. The darkness is darker. And so he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it unto the day of Jesus Christ. Where does that leave you? Are you a believer? Has this work taken place in you? Is there evidence of it? And here that's what Paul is saying in Philippians. I want you to know these truths are very important. Hey, we'd like to invite you to the New Freedom Baptist Church right here in Mowbray.